Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenberg and across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. This week, my much-loved son Barnabas turned 18. How on earth did that happen? So today, I wanted to talk a little about the power of encouragement. You see, my boy is and always has been absolutely true to the biblical meaning of his name, the son of encouragement. But let's start by looking at the dictionary definition of the word encouragement. The action of giving someone support, confidence, or hope, or heartening, cheering up, pepping up, uplifting, inspiring, motivating, invigorating, emboldening, arm-twisting, kicking up the backside. You got to love that one. Or championing. In my work with the gangs, and particularly when they were at war with each other, the words arm-twisting, kicking up the backside, and championing are pretty apt. Friends, whilst this is not an official dictionary definition of the word encouragement, I personally believe that perhaps the finest exemplar at the essence of encouragement is as follows. The act of placing back in or replacing the courage into one whom has lost their courage at a given juncture or point in time. And this to me encapsulates the purest and most powerful definition of the word encouragement. Or paraphrased, replacing courage in one whom has lost it. So, who was Barnabas in the Bible? Well, we know that Barnabas was also known as Joseph. He was Jewish and a member of the Christian community in Jerusalem. His name means son of encouragement, and this perfectly describes his steadfast support of many in the church. Acts 11:24 describes him as a good man filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. He was an early disciple in the New Testament church. He was a Levite from Cyprus. We know that he possessed exceptional spiritual qualities, and we know that his faith and resolute confidence in God were unshakable. We know that he was a generous man. We know that he traveled far and wide and gave generously of his time, of his encouraging words, and of his wisdom. And just the act of traveling in those dangerous days was an act of generosity and unusual in and of itself. Acts 4:36 to 37 says, Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and bought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. Any which way you look at it, that's unusually generous, but it's also unusually trustworthy. We know that Barnabas was a faithful friend. Acts 9:26 to 27, speaking of the recent convert Paul, says when he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul on his journey had seen the Lord and the Lord had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, had only one encourager for much of his ministry time on earth, and Barnabas was that man. So, in simple terms, if one man, Paul, inspired by God, can write so much and minister to so many millions or perhaps really billions over the past few thousand years, let's stop and think for a moment how powerful and impactful were the humble words of encouragement of Barnabas. And so too for us, how powerful can our words of life and of encouragement actually be? They really can be extraordinary in their impact. Barnabas was a great and faithful encourager. Acts 11:22 to 26 says, news of this reached the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw what the grace of God had done, he was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught great numbers of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. Finally, Barnabas was gracious in forgiving others. Acts 15 talks of the parting of ways that he and Paul had after a powerful season of standing together. This parting of the ways happened because Barnabas wanted to take John, also called Mark, with them on the missional journey, even though John had deserted Paul and Barnabas previously in Pamphylia. So he was clearly a man of principles and compassion, but one that could forgive a brother who had slighted him. Admirable qualities indeed. Friends, I have to be honest, I think that the gift of encouragement is one of the greatest gifts that exists. As we've seen in the example of Barnabas and Paul, words of encouragement can influence whole religions. They can influence billions. And for those who are gifted with the gift of encouragement, what a privilege to be able to replace courage in one whom has lost it. By God's grace, my own boy, Barney, has this gift in abundance. And so today, I give glory to God as we celebrate my Barnabas and all the figurative and literal Barnabases out there who are listening. Keep being great encouragers. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steele-Smith. God bless.